You know the Apollo 13 story. Just 9 months after Neil Armstrong landed on the moon, NASA faced its greatest crisis. Three astronauts stranded halfway to the moon on a spacecraft that had suffered a catastrophic explosion. A couple of weeks ago, we caught up with Jim Lovell, the commander of Apollo 13, at his North Shore home. And recently, there was a documentary released on Netflix that is really, really excellent. It's called Apollo 13 Survival. And I started our conversation with Jim Lovell by asking him what he thought of the new movie.
Well, I was watching the documentary just a few minutes ago, and I'm wondering whether we ever got bought at home.
Good news, you made it.
Yeah, so come to...
You've always said you don't like to look back. I think you said if you don't look forward, you lose some of the meaning of life. Now at 96, are you allowing some reflection?
Well, I can't help but have reflections on 96 because most of what I had done in my life is beyond me now, of past. I still look at some of the films that some of the spacecraft work that we had done, and I still get excited occasionally when I see what's going on.
You should. I once asked what you're most proud of, and your answer at the time surprised me because you didn't talk about any space missions. You talked about your family. Is that still how you feel?
It is. My family, of course, stayed with me all the time that I was in space, and they kept going and really helped me quite a bit. So I'm forever grateful to have the wife that I did and the kids that I did to help me out.
You pilots tend not to be poets or philosophers, but let's face it, you had a near-death experience on 13. How did that change you?
Well, that's a good question. I think it changed me the fact that I survived. That I still had a life to live a little bit more, and I was very always thoughtful about the troops that backed me up when in mission control and everything to make me get home safely.
After watching the documentary, I thought about the Ron Howard movie, and he got it right pretty much, didn't he?
Yeah, Ron Howard did a very good job on telling the story.
I mean, he had a bit of conflict there among the astronauts, but that was Hollywood, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it's always Hollywood always has to come into it a little bit.
We've talked before about the Apollo 8 mission, how dangerous it was, how groundbreaking, how important it was, and I know you've always felt it was overshadowed a little bit by the Apollo 13 story. So now, after all these years, do you still feel that way? Because, as the documentary pointed out, Apollo 13 brought the world together. That was something.
Yeah, but Apollo 8 was really the pioneer, and they established all the rules and regulations and everything else going on. And I thought that Apollo 8 really get the whole program on the right track.
And Charles Lindbergh was impressed by Apollo 8, if I recall.
Oh, yeah, well, Lindbergh was. And I guess, did he call me? Or I think he did at one time, and to my surprise, because I didn't know what was going to be happening.
I think every time we've talked, I've tried to get you to talk about the disappointment of not getting to walk on the moon. And, of course, you were the backup to Neil Armstrong on 11. 13 was, as you termed it, a successful failure. What do you think about when you look at the moon? Do you have regret?
Not really. Once it had been walked on the moon by an American, I thought that thing had been done. So why do it a second time unless there's a purpose? And there was a purpose when I started to go up there, but we didn't accomplish it.
Apollo 13 was your last mission. Did you want to go up again after that?
I had doubts whether I wanted to go again, and my wife definitely had doubts that I wasn't going to go.
Tell me how you feel about the legacy fund in your name at the Adler. What does that mean to you, what they're doing at the Adler Planetarium?
Well, years ago when I was still a kid in Milwaukee, I used to visit my aunt down in here in Chicago. And instead of just staying time with her, I used to walk down there and go through the Addenham Planetarium because I heard it was had a lot of spacecrafts or space activities and other things. And so I went out down there and started to look around and met the people there, and I really enjoyed it quite a bit. Ever since then, I've gone down the planetarium and seen what they've done. I guess I'm a good person to see that the thing is done correctly.
Was it missiles that you first became interested in? Was that it?
When I was in high school, the government was just starting to look at building rockets. And so I was much interested in that. And as a matter of fact, I applied, I forget who it was to, and I got a sort of a paper back on the V-2 rocket. And I was much enthused, and so I started to write a paper on that rocket, you know. And ever since that time, I've been interested.
When I told folks I was coming over here to chat with you, a number of them had questions about the documentary and about your space missions. One person asked me something that I've never thought of asking you before in all the times we've been together. What was the pay that you got for Apollo 13? How much did you earn for that? Did they pay you by the mission, or you should have got hazardous duty pay? I'll tell you that.
Well, what was I, a lieutenant commander? That's my pay.
Nothing extra for going up, I guess, huh?
Nothing, no.
What is your secret to staying in shape?
Well, I do a lot of walking, and I want to make sure that I don't drink too much or eat too much or something like that. But I have no real definite program of keeping in shape. I just make my body run so that it stays in shape.
Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And about all of the space missions we see today, the civilians going up into space, it doesn't seem like it's as big a deal as it was in your day. What do you think about what's happening today with space and space travel?
You know, like all things, once space travel just started way back in my day, it was quite a big deal. But if we had got more space flights going, more people going up into space, it got not to be such a big deal anymore, but a routine operation. And I'm part of looking at it that way. Right now, it's sort of routine. I watch all the programs that I can because it still very much interests me. But so far, space programs and space in general, I've been a part of the country for 20, 30 years now.
Of course, people forget that, and the documentary pointed this out in sort of the Ron Howard movie, that when Apollo 13 was in space, it wasn't a big deal, was it? I mean, for the people other than you guys, the television audience and so forth, for the news media.
Well, it was hard for me to digest that because I was in space, so I didn't know what the people back on the ground thought about our travels.
Right. I think the documentary did a good job of making the point that once you got in trouble, then the whole world was interested, weren't they?
Well, that's natural for almost anything that happens. If everything's going smoothly, people don't really look at it, and all of a sudden there's a problem. You know, it's a great catastrophe, and everybody starts to think about it.
And with all the missions today, is there just a tiny part of you that thinks, you know what, I could do it. I could go up there. Put me in one of those.
Well, I agree with you completely. I have all the aspirations that there's nothing wrong with me not to make another flight. And I suggested that several times. I didn't get a very good response.
Yeah, I can understand that. Well, Commander, I hope that you will consider this interview a success and not a successful failure. Thank you.
Definitely saw it. It's a positive.
James Lovell, he is something else at 96. And along with his family, friends, and supporters, they will be raising critical funds so the Adler can continue to inspire future generations of explorers the same way it did for Captain Lovell more than 80 years ago. He has donated his most important space artifacts to the Adler Planetarium, from Gemini 7, Gemini 12, Apollo 8, and, of course, Apollo 13. And you got to see that documentary. It is really fantastic. And I know I'm a space geek, but I think you'll enjoy it. It's on Netflix. It's called Apollo 13 Survival. And if you'd like more information on what the Adler is doing for the James Lovell Legacy Fund, just go to the Adler Planetarium website. website, and you can help support the Adler for years to come. Pretty cool that Jim has been going to the Adler since he was just a child.